Hi, my name is Eliane Goldstein, and you're listening to The Effect on Us.
In that camp was surrounded with stone walls, and when we came in there, the first thing we saw, I'm not exaggerating, hundreds of frozen dead bodies.
What bothers me most and what keeps me up at night now is the rise of anti-Semitism again.
Why couldn't you go to university?
Because I was a Jew.
The Effect on Us podcast. Here's Eliane Goldstein.
The Effect on Us is a podcast for people of all ages to learn about controversial subjects and the ties it has to people nowadays. In this season, the focus of the series is the Holocaust. You'll be able to hear some of the best survival stories I've ever heard from people that went through the Second World War and learn more about the effect the Holocaust had on people from Generation 1 to Generation 3. Did you know that the Nazis came to power legally? That means that people actually elected them and chose them. In this episode, I'm talking to Ilona. Even though she doesn't speak much, you can just tell that she remembers every detail. But she's very hard of hearing, and so her daughter and my mother had to help translate for her and to help her hear what I was saying. What is your name?
Ilona Tot.
Where were you born?
Berexat, Berehovo. It's Russian, no? That was Hungary that time.
When were you born?
1921, October 5th.
How old are you now?
I'm older, will be 100.
Almost 100?
Yeah.
What was your childhood like leading up to the war?
I have six brother and sister.
In your family, were you guys very religious?
Not very, very, but keep the religion, to keep the Shabbos, Friday night, put the candle, you know. Yeah, was religious, yeah.
Was there any anti-Semitism around you?
Yeah, there was many people who did, yeah.
What was the beginning of the war like for you?
Yeah, we have nothing to eat. It was a very hard time.
Did you live in a ghetto?
Yeah.
What were your living conditions like with your whole family living with you in a small room?
Very small, very sad, very no good.
Did your ghetto ever get liquidated?
Yeah.
So where were you moved? Where did they put you after you left the ghetto?
After we go home.
No. It went to Auschwitz.
What did you have to do in the camp?
Gape and August too.
Can I translate?
Yes.
Okay.
They teach us for a big machine. We're making something for...
I think parts, airplane parts.
Oh. Were you with any of your family?
My sister.
What happened to the rest of your family?
Oh. Right away took her a room separately in Gaz.
What did you have to do every day while building the parts for the airplane?
Okay, so they woke up early and they walked kilometers, like far, to the plant or wherever, you know, where the planes were or whatever. So they had to walk far.
What did you eat for food?
They give us soup only. Leves tattak céklával.
Oh, they gave soup with beets.
How were you treated by the guards when you were working?
Oh.
Sorry.
It wasn't very nice.
Did you stay in Auschwitz for the whole 5 years?
Basically because Hungarians took from May 1944 to the following 45. So about almost a year, I think, until they were liberated.
How old were you at the time that you were in Auschwitz?
21, I think.
What happened to your sister?
We was always together. And we come together home too.
What was it like when you got liberated?
Okay, she went to look for her family to see who
survived. Did you find your family?
Not many.
Who did you find?
A friend.
All friends.
But no family.
But you were with your sister, right?
Yeah.
When did you come to Canada?
I came to Canada.
Why did you decide to come here?
Because we think the Jewish people will be treated well here.
How were they treated back in Hungary after the war?
Some of them was very nice, some not everybody.
So you came to Canada with your sister? Who did you come with?
Oh yeah, okay. So with my husband and my two children.
With my sister, my dad, and
can she tell us an incident of something something that happened in the camp? Let her. We want a little bit of what happened to the camp, so people would understand. We understand it's very bad. We understand it's very sad, but we want her if she can tell us. Some maybe somebody wanted to beat her up. Maybe.
Okay. So one story was, every morning they would count, you know, the seven first. Six and the seventh person, they took away. So every day that was like that.
Take away where? To the gas chambers?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Before you said that there was an incident that happened when you got to Canada?
Oh, that was probably in Hungary.
Yes.
Okay, one incident was when she was gone back to her village, you know, where she was born. A woman, Hungarian girl, looked at her and said, "Why are you back here?" I thought they, you know, like that was one. Egyik lánya kimondta neki, hogy mit csinálsz itt, miért nem maradtál ott, miért nem haltál meg. Remember? Egy lány, aki látott, egy magyar lány, aki látott téged.
She wasn't married during the war, right?
No. Nem volt férni a háború
előtt.
She married after 48.
Is there anything else she wants to add to the story?
Akarsz még valamit mondani?
Nem tudok sem.
Okay, so one story when she was lined up, you know, and they were separating the they thought they were going to cook in the kitchen. So she was holding her mom's hand, and her sister thought, oh God, must have felt something and pulled my mother's away. They took my grandmother. There's a bunch of them, you know. Yeah. And then they found out after, you know, they didn't know.
Yeah. Is your sister older than you or younger than you?
She was older. Öregebb volt, mint te.
Ja, két éve, only two.
So from all your family, only you and your older sister survived?
No, because her brothers they fought on the Russian side. They were taken away to fight. So her two brothers were taken away. Her sister-in-law, my late aunt, lost three kids. I mean, they were but she was with her sister-in-law too.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Wow. Isn't it crazy that even though her daughter is over 60 years old, she still doesn't speak much in front of her, and she never told her daughter the story, and she still tries to shield her? Join me next time when I talk to Eva Cooper, who tells me what it was like to grow up during the war. If you liked this episode, please like and subscribe and tell your friends. This is Eliane Goldstein. Tune in next time to The Effect on Us. And remember, history will not repeat itself. Bye.